नमोम विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। सो वी हैव बीन डिस्कसिंग द 11th वर्स so which talks about worshipping Govardhan in order to get direct service to Radha Giridhari. Samam Shri Rupena Smara Vivasha Radha Giribruto Vraje Sakshat Seva Labhana Vidayetad Gana Yujoho तदिज्याक्या ध्यान श्रवण नति पंचामृतमिधं धयन् नित्या गोवर्धन मनोदिनं त्वं भजमन। ओ माइंड, यू शुड एवरी डे ड्रिंक द 5 नेक्टर्स ऑफ वर्शिप। यू शुड, ओ माइंड मन, यू शुड एवरी डे ड्रिंक धयन् अनुदिनम, द 5 नेक्टर्स पंचामृतम। व्हाट आर द 5 नेक्टर्स? तद इज्या आख्या ध्यान श्रवण नति। सो इज्या इज वर्शिप, आख्या इज ग्लोरीज, देन देर इज मेडिटेशन, श्रवण एंड दे ऑफरिंग ओबेसेंसेस। Oh mind, you should every day drink the 5 nectars of worship, glories, meditation, listening to divine pastimes and offering obeisances. And worship Govardhan according to the rules. Nitya Govardhanam, Nitya Govardhanam Tvam Bhaja. You should worship Govardhan according by following the rules.
Anudinam Bhaja.
In this way, follow the instructions of Shri Rupa. Samam Shri Rupena, and obtain, in this way, when you follow the instructions of Rupa Goswami, then Vraje Sakshat Seva Labana Vidaye, and obtain the direct service of Shri Shri Radha Giridhari. Radha Giri Brutoho. साक्षात सेवा लबन विदये। हू आर कैप्टिवेटेड बाय द गॉड ऑफ अमोरस लव, स्मर विवश इन द कंपनी ऑफ देयर एसोसिएट्स इन ब्रजा तद गण युजो हो, लाइक दैट। सो ही सेज दैट, ओ माइंड, यू शुड एवरी डे ड्रिंक द 5 नेक्टर्स, दैट इज वर्शिप ग्लोरीज मेडिटेशन लिसनिंग टू डिवाइन पास्ट टाइम्स एंड ऑफरिंग ओबेसेंसेस एंड वर्शिप गोवर्धन अकॉर्डिंग टू द रूल्स। In this way, follow the instructions of Shri Rupa and obtain the direct service of Shri Shri Radha Giridhari, who are captivated by the god of amorous love in the company of their associates in Vraja. So, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's commentary. What is the most confidential, deeply esoteric and exalted science of devotional service a sadhaka can perform to the divine couple? What is the most confidential service that a sadhaka can perform for the divine couple?
Sadhaka.
This verse answers.
Is sadhaka Raganuga?
Raganuga. Raganuga is also a sadhaka, no?
Yeah, but this is talking about Raganuga.
Raganuga.
11, 12.
Yeah. So he says, Tad Gana Yujoho. So he is going to give Shlokartanav. So, Tad Gana Yujoho means with confidential and eternal associates. Lord Shri Krishna is always surrounded by his friends such as Shri Dama, Subal, and Srimati Radharani is surrounded by friends such as Shri Lalita Devi and Shri Vishakha Devi. So, that is what is the meaning of Tad Gana Yujoho. Then, he talks about Smara Vilasa Vilasa Parayana, absorbed in attractive amorous pastimes. Become deeply absorbed in and attached to Radha Krishna's amorous Shringara Ras after finding it more attractive than the other rasas, such as servitorship, friendship and parental relationships. So this is direct. Our Gaudiya Vaishnava Acharyas, beyond a point, they are direct. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give Madhurya Ras, and that is what they speak about.
Smara Vilasa.
Smara Vivasha hai na. So, uska explanation. Smara Vilasa Parayana. So, Cupid does not give just material attraction. Cupid gives conjugal attraction. So, Smara Vilasa Parayana is Krishna. He becomes absorbed in, become deeply absorbed in and attached to Radha Krishna's amorous Shringara Ras after finding it more attractive than other rasas, such as Dasya, Sakya and Vatsalya. And then third, he is talking about Vraje Sakshat Seva Labha, achieving direct service in Vrajadam. Whatever service is rendered in the stage of Sadhana Bhakti, devotion according to scripture in practice, that is Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti, is a simulation of direct service. Kriti sadhya bhavet sadhya bhavasa sadhana bida. Nitya siddhasya bhavasya prakatyam hridi sadhyata. So, we engage our senses and mind in the service of Krishna with the goal of attaining bhava. So, therefore, it is called a simulation. So, whatever activities are practiced at the stage of bhava, they are called as anubhavas, like singing, dancing, cooking, which are all natural, spontaneous response to their love. Spontaneous, response of their love. So, that a sadhaka follows, he may not have that love, but aspiring for that love, he performs those activities. So, therefore, it is called as simulation. In the stage of perfection, one first attains service to the Lord from a distance. Matlab, stages he is explaining. First, from a distance he gets service for the Lord. After gradually serving under the guidance of a manjari from a distance, one gets service that brings one closer to the sakis, the ashtasakis. After that, the practitioner gradually achieves the direct service of the divine couple, Shri Shri Radha Govinda. There are unlimited varieties of direct services, such as cleaning the forest groves, making the bed of the divine couple, fetching water, preparing tambula, stringing garlands and offering camphor. The services are endless.
So offering and camphor
is for it also makes the air fresh, because it is
air fresh.
The services are endless and unlimited maid servants are each engaged in their specific respective service. The direct service of Radha and Krishna is possible only when the living entity achieves an eternal, perfected, original spiritual form. In the direct service of amorous love, which means Madhurya Rasme, one experiences the highest, purest bliss at every moment in one's heart from the deepest emotions. That bliss never diminishes, nor does it ever get quenched, because the object of love is eternally new and fresh. At that stage, one has no selfish desire and is only motivated by direct service. Krishna saukhyartham eva kevalam udyama. There is no selfish motive at all. It is all for Krishna saukhyartham. Therefore, not even an iota of suffering can touch one's heart. So, basically, selfish absorption is the cause of suffering. The more we become selfless, the more suffering will not touch us. So he says, so when you say therefore, which means you are explaining cause and effect. The effect is no suffering. The cause is selflessness. That is why even people who may not be necessarily spiritual, but people who have even some philanthropic and some social service mood, na, they can tolerate lot of hardships. Even abhi RSS ka people also, matlab madhukari karke something like that, right?
खतरनाक हो रहा
है
हां मतलब दे हैव टू एज लेस एज पॉसिबल दे हैव टू ईट देयर इन देयर ऑफिसेस टू गो एंड ईट इन अदर हाउसेस तो जिसका जितना कम खर्चा होता है महीने में ही इज कंसीडर्ड
द बेस्ट
बेस्ट तो कभी-कभी ऐसा हो कभी-कभी थोड़ा ये भी होता है मतलब कभी-कभी भूखा रहना पड़ता है सो दे एंड्योर दैट
सो if one has that so the more one is selfless, the more one is affected by miseries. And because Vrajavasis are 100% selfless for the purpose of pleasing Krishna, Krishna saukyartam eva kevalam, like harer nama harer nama harer nama eva kevalam, so same thing, Krishna saukyartam eva kevalam udyama. So every endeavor, every thought is for pleasure of Krishna. Therefore, they are not affected by any material miseries. The misery that arises out of separation, vipralamba, in amorous love, is just a transmutation of the ultimate bliss. Transmutation kya hai, Maa Bhagat Prabhu? Are? Transmutation. It is just a another form of bliss only, and it's not like the suffering one experiences due to material body. So this is the explanation of
material world ka jo separation hai between husband and wife, that is material misery.
That is one kind of misery, you can say. So, vraje sakshat seva labh. And over a period of time, now that separation can even, if the person can make that love weak. But in the case of spiritual, it makes it all the more strong. So then, he talks about Shri Rupena Samam, aligned with the teachings of Shri Rupa Goswami. Again he comes. So, in the third verse he mentioned this, and again in the 11th verse he brings back that you have to align yourself with the teachings of the Goswamis. There is no other choice. If your goal is fixed, the route is fixed. You cannot go here and there. As he mentioned, yadi che ravasam vrajabhuvi saragam pratijanur yuvadvandvam tachet paricharitum arad abilachet swarupam shrirupam saganamiha tasyagrajamapi sputam premna nityam smara nama tadatvam shrunumana. He says, yadi icher avasam, if you desire a residence, vrajabhuvi, in the land of Vrindavan, pratijanu, life after life, yuvadvandvam tachet paricharitum arad abhilashe, and if you desire to worship Radha and Krishna while staying close to them, if that is your goal, the root is one. Swarupam shrirupam saganam iha tasyagrajamapi. The root is to go through the literatures of the six Goswamis. Sputam premna nityam. With intense love, you have to remember, study, and in gratitude offer obeisances to them. That is the only way. Shrunumana, he says, hear, O mind. And again he brings us in the 11th verse to the same theme, that one must be aligned with the teachings of Srila Rupa Goswami. Samam Shri Rupena. Shri Rupena Samam, aligned with the teachings of Srila Rupa Goswami. Being aligned with the teachings of Shri Rupa means to follow the process, Niti, that the master teacher of Amoras Rasa, Srila Rupa Goswami, has taught in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu and Sri Ujjvala Neelamani. In this regard, he says, he quotes from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Shraddha Visheshata Preeti Shri Murtair Angri Sevane. So he is talking about the 64 limbs ka varnane. So he defines what these five limbs are, five most potent limbs, because here also he talks about what is that? Ijja, Akya, Dhyana, Shravana, and Nati. So Shraddha Visheshata Preeti Shri Murtair Angri Sevane. So he defines these five most potent limbs kya hai. Shri Murtair Angri Sevane Preeti. So deity worship is not one of the five potent limbs. He says Shri Murtair Angri Sevane Preeti means attachment, loving attachment to serving the deities. That is a potent limb. Deity worship is not a potent limb. Deity worship is one of the limbs. But the potent limb is Shri Murtair Angri Sevane Preeti. Five most potent.
उसमें attachment तो होली नहीं है, कि खाली होली नहीं है।
बताता हूँ ना। So Shri Murtair Angri Sevane Preeti. And then reading Bhagavatam is not one of the five potent limbs.
Shraddha Visheshata Shraddha
Visheshata Shraddha, which with very special faith in them. You have to perform these activities with Visheshata Shraddha, with great faith. You have to have great love for serving the lotus feet of the Shri Murti. Shrimad Bhagavata Arthanam Aswado Rasikaihi Saha. So reading Bhagavatam is not one of the five potent limbs. You have to relish the meaning of Bhagavatam in the association of other devotees. Rasikaihi Saha. This is a potent limb. So two. Third, association with Vaishnavas is not one of the potent limbs. Sajatiya Ashaye Snigde Sadhu Sangha Svatovare. You have to have association means it must have four components. Sajatiya Ashaye, like minded. Snigde, there must be affectionate relationship between the two. So one may be like-minded, but and one may have affectionate relationship, but it may not be sadhu sangha. The common interest may be gossiping or things like that. So it must be sadhu sangha. And svatovare. Svatovare means that associate must be more elevated than us, or that association of equals must be mutually elevating. After coming together, both feel an increased inspiration in Krishna consciousness. That kind of a relationship, that kind of an association with devotees is one of the five potent limbs. Not just staying with devotees. That is not a potent limb actually. That is a limb of devotional service. But what is called a sadhu sangha? Sangha means snigda. When there is sneha sambandha, when there is preeti, then that is called as sangha. If there is no preeti, it is not sangha. That is why Bhaktivinoda Thakur, when he talks about sangatyagat satovritte, so sangatyagat ka o essay mein, Bhaktialoka mein, Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes that अरे बट आई एम अ हाउस होल्डर, आई हैव टू गो टू माई वर्क प्लेस एंड पीपल अराउंड मी आर नॉट डिवोटीज, सो आई हैव टू इंटरैक्ट विद दम, इट विल बी ए असत्संग. भक्तिनाथ ठाकुर सेज नो नो दैट इज नॉट अ सत्संग. असत्संग मीन्स इफ यू हैव द सिक्स एक्सचेंजेस विद दम, दैट इज असत्संग. If you don't have these six exchanges, there will not be Preeti with them. And if there is no Preeti, there is no Sangha. Which means, if you don't have these six exchanges with devotees, there is no Preeti. If there is no Preeti, there is no Sangha. We are just cohabiting with devotees. We are not in Sadhu Sangha. Sadhu Sangha means, Sajatiya Ashe Snigde Sadhu Sangha Swato Vare. So this kind of association with devotees is potent. If these four aspects are there in the association, it is potent. So three things he has clarified: what kind of Bhagavatam study, what kind of association, and what kind of deity worship. Then he says, Nama Sankirtanam. So not just chanting, but chanting the holy names in the association of devotees. And also Sankirtanam means, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, Samyak Kirtanam. Samyak Kirtanam means perfect chanting. Perfect chanting means, he says, without the 10 offenses. So Nama Sankirtanam means chanting the holy names while avoiding the 10 offenses.
With the devotees.
With the devotees. That is a very potent limb. Then, श्रीमद मथुरा मंडले स्थिति,
इसमें जपा भी आता है ना,
वही जपा भी, या जपा आल्सो विद डिवोटीज,
इनका नेम लिख देना.
जपा कीर्तन संकीर्तन. सो देन मथुरा मंडले, श्रीमद मथुरा मंडले स्थिति. सो धाम इज नॉट गोइंग टू, धाम इज नॉट वन ऑफ द फाइव पोटेंट लिम्स. स्टेइंग इन द धाम इज वन ऑफ द फाइव पोटेंट लिम्स. इफ नॉट physically, at least mentally one should stay in the dham. Bhaktivinoda Thakur defines in the first verse of Manasiksha, he explains who is a Vrajavasi. He says there are two kinds of Vrajavasis, there is no third type. First type is he stays there physically and he stays there mentally. That is one Vrajavasi. The third type is the second type. He may not stay there physically, but Moraman Vrindavan. His heart is filled with Vrindavan. These are the only two types. There is no third type, which means one who may stay there physically, but not in the heart, is not considered a Vrajavasi. This he defines in Gurau Goshte Goshtalayishu. Goshtalayishu Kone. Who is a Vrajavasi, he says. Vrajavasi is one who has, the definition of Vrajavasi is one who has Vraja in his heart. So, who one at least in his heart stays in Vrindavan, he is Vrajavasi.
Plus minus physical presence.
Plus minus physical presence. Physical presence bhi hai, acha hai. Nahi hai, to bhi acha hai. Anganam panchakasyasya purvam vilikatasya cha Nikila Shraishtya Bodhaya Punarapi Atra Kirtanam. So Rupa Goswami says, Anganam Panchakasyasya Purvam Vilikitasya Cha. Ye jo panch angon ka varnan mein pehle hi kar chuka hun. But Nikila Shraishtya Bodhaya, because of its extremely superior nature, Punarapi Atra Kirtanam. I am mentioning these five limbs again. Actually, some of these limbs are three times present in 64. So actually 64 limbs nahi hai. 64 से कम है, 57 या कुछ कुछ आता है, कुछ कुछ नहीं है, पांच का रेपिटेशन है. फाइव फाइव आर रिपीटेड समटाइम्स ट्वाइस समटाइम्स थ्राइस. सो देयरफॉर इट कम्स टू 56 57 लिम्स ही है. बट ये जो लास्ट में जो लिखा है, एट दैट टाइम इट इज क्लैरिफाइड व्हाट व्हाट ऑल एलिमेंट्स दीज फाइव लिम्स शुड हैव in order to be extremely potent.
So if these
the repetition also.
If these five limbs, if we practice with the details, then he says that a detail ke saath aap ye panch limb practice karenge. Matlab saddhiya bhava janmani, he says. That intelligent person very quickly, even lesha matra sangha, with these five elements, immediately makes one progress in the path of devotional service. So this is about Shri Rupena Samam. Shri Rupena Samam means aligned with the teachings of Shri Rupa Goswami, who gives talks about these five potent limbs.
Rasika Bhakta. Rasika Bhakta, how to know?
Rasika Bhakta means
intelligence ke liye padhte hain, iska aisa aur kya koi chahiye ye padhte.
Rasika Bhakta means one who studies for nourishment, and one who studies with the proper aspiration of pleasing Guru and pleasing Radha and Krishna and Vrindavan. That is Rasika Bhakta. That is one level. And then when we come to the level of, when we qualify ourselves for Raganuga Sadhana, then other Raganuga practitioners become Rasika. Rasikaihi Saha. Then comes Ijja. Ijja means worship of the Lord. So he says, Ijja includes serving the soles of the feet of the Lord's Murti, honoring the special day of Lord, Ekadashi. Aaj Ekadashi. What is it? Madhavatiti Bhakti Janani Jatane Palanakori. Wearing garlands or necklaces. Malya. And Tilak. And taking the vow of accepting remnants of food offered to the Lord and water that has washed the feet of the Murti. Serving Tulsi and similar services are also included in this category. So this all comes in Ijja. Akya. Akya means glorification. Akya includes studying devotional literatures and hearing and chanting the names and pastimes of Lord Hari. So this comes in Akya. Dhyana. Meditation. Dhyana is a special category of Smarana. So Smarana may be, we saw Smarana, then comes, you remember, Smarana, Dharana, Dhyana, Anusmriti and
Samadhi.
So this is the third stage of Smaranam. Smarana, Dharana and Dhyana. So Dhyana is the third stage. Dhyana is a special category of Smarana. But in this verse, Raghunath Das Goswami has used Dhyana to refer to Smarana in general. Shri Jiva Goswami gives a detailed explanation of Smarana in Bhakti Sandarbha.
Diptiman Gaurang Dhruv.
Kaun
hai? FNB manager.
Nasikse.
So he quotes from Bhakti Sandarbha of Jiva Goswami. Ata Purvavat Krama Sopana Ritya Sukalabhyam Guna Parikara Seva Leela Smaranam Cha Anusandhyayam Tadidam Smaranam Panchavidam Yatkinchit Anusandhanam Smaranam Sarvatas Chittam Akrishya Samanya Akarena Mano Dharanam Dharana Visheshato Rupadi Vichintanam Dhyanam. The same explanation we studied. Shivaram Swami Maharaj. So he quoted exactly from this only. Deko Sarvatas Chittam Akrishya Samanya Akarena Mano Dharanam Dharana. Matlab, when you get attracted to the general form of the Lord, that is dharana. Visheshato rupadi vichintanam dhyanam. When it becomes more specific, it is called as dhyana. Amruta dharavad avichinnam tad dhruvanusmriti. So Dhruvanu Smriti is Amruta Dharavat Avichinnam. Avichinnam means which where there is no without break. Dhyeya Matra Spuranam Samadhiriti. Dhyeya Matra Spuranam means Dhyeya Matra. Dhyeya means the object of worship. Matra means other than the object of worship, na kinchit api chintayet, as in Bhagavatam it says. There is nothing else other than the object of meditation, then that is called as samadhi. So he says, meditation on the Lord progresses in the following order. First, one should meditate on the Lord's holy names, then his form, his divine qualities, his associates, one's service in connection to him, and finally his pastimes. So this is smaranam at the stage of raganuga sadhana. So raganuga sadhana may be, there is shravana dasha, smarana dasha, shravana dasha, varana dasha, smarana dasha, apana dasha and sampati dasha. So shravana dasha is when one comes to the stage of anartha nivritti par karke nishta ya ruchi ka star pe aage, then we get some deep attraction to the Vrajavasis. Then you start hearing about them more and more. By Shravana, you get that inspiration, you approach the spiritual master and ask and reveal your heart, and the spiritual master may give you, you know, your the meditation body. So that is Varana, you accept. And then Smarana, and then you start meditating. So Seva Sadhaka Rupena Siddha Rupena Chatrahi Tadbhava Lipsuna Karya Vrajaloka Anusarataha. So there is Sevaka Rupa Seva and Siddha Rupa Seva. So the Sevaka Rupa Seva is normal Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti, and the Siddha Rupa Seva is internal meditation. दोनों चलता है, दोनों एक ही टाइम पे नहीं, दिन में कुछ टाइम साधक रूप सेवा एंड एट सम टाइम सिद्ध रूप सेवा. सो श्रवण दशा, वर्ण दशा, स्मरण दशा. सो एंड देन स्मरण, इन स्मरणम में देर आर स्टेजेस. सो इन दैट स्मरणम, स्मरण, ధారణ, ధ్యాన, ధ్రువానుస్మృతి అండ్ సమాధి. అండ్ దెన్ ఆఫ్టర్ దట్ ఆపన దశ. సో వెన్ వన్ అచీవ్స్ దట్ సమాధి, దెన్ ఆపన దశ, దెన్ హీ యాక్చువల్లీ రిసీవ్స్ హిస్ సిద్ధ దేహ అట్ ద స్టేజ్ ఆఫ్ భావ. సో ఆపన దశ ఇస్ ద స్టేజ్ ఆఫ్ భావ, అండ్ సంపత్తి దశ ఇస్ ద స్టేజ్ ఆఫ్ ప్రేమ. సో దిస్ ఇస్ డిస్క్రైబ్డ్ బై ప్రభుపాద్ ఇన్ ది పర్పోర్ట్ ఆఫ్ 8th వర్స్ ఆఫ్ నెక్టర్ ఆఫ్ ఇన్స్ట్రక్షన్. తన్నామ రూప చరితాది సుకీర్తనాను స్మృత్యోర్ క్రమేణ రసనా మనసి నియోజ్య తిష్టన్ వ్రజే తదనురాగ జనానుగామి కాలం నయే తదఖిలం ఇది ఉపదేశ సారు. బట్ హియర్ భక్తివినోద్ ఠాకూర్ రైట్స్, here the word dhyana is not used in the sense of the third stage of smaranam, but here dhyana, the word dhyana refers to the whole process of smaranam, like that.
So under training of the avanai,
of course, only under the training of a guru, not whimsical. So the guru is very much, it's all the more an important aspect of this practice. It is not whimsical.
The process of this in the past time of Leela, na, in Prem Leela, Lokanath Goswami gives it to Narottam Das Thakur, and how he goes through all these stages, na, he mentioned in the form of his own pastime.
Okay.
Quite in detail, the whole narration is there.
ప్రేమ్ విలాస్ హరిబోల్ శాంతోజ. Smarana can be categorized into five categories. To meditate on whatever spiritual topics come easily to the mind is called Smarana. To attempt in a general way to thoroughly fix the mind on the Lord is Dharana. To make a focused attempt to meditate on specific forms, specific pastimes of the Lord is called as Dhyana. Meditation on the Lord that occurs spontaneously as a constant flow of nectar is Dhruvanusmriti. And when only the Lord exists in one's consciousness, it is called as Samadhi. Then he talks about Shravana, hearing. Hearing includes listening to saintly people glorify the playful pastimes of the Lord. The cultural system of hearing Puranas in the evenings is a part of this practice. Nati. Nati means offering obeisances. Huh?
शाम को लोग अपने अपने घर में पहले पढ़ते थे ना
गाँव में भी टुंगी होता था हमारे वहाँ पे भागवत टुंगी होता था काम करके
वन शुड ऑफर प्रोस्ट्रेटेड ओबेसेंसेस साष्टांग प्रणाम बिफोर द लॉर्ड्स मूर्ति और एनी अदर ऑब्जेक्ट और प्लेस दैट अवेकन्स वंस रिमेंबरेंस ऑफ द लॉर्ड वॉट एवर अवेकन्स रिमेंबरेंस ऑफ द लॉर्ड यू शुड ऑफर ओबेसेंसेस So this is amazing, huh? If something reminds you of Krishna, you offer obeisances.
Like Maharaj offered dandavas to within one sight. That was all. सब लोग सिर्फ राइट के बारे में गाली दे रहे
So साष्टांग प्रणाम क्या है? दोर्भ्याम पद्भ्याम च जानुभ्याम उरसा शिरसा दृशा मनसा वचसा चेति प्रणामो अष्टांग ईरितः साष्टांग प्रणाम इज डिफाइंड एज पेइंग फुल प्रोस्ट्रेटेड ओबेसेंसेस यूजिंग वन्स हैंड्स फीट थाइस चेस्ट हेड साइट क्लोज्ड आईज माइंड एंड स्पीच दिस फ्रॉम द हरि भक्ति विलास 8 हैंड्स दो हाथ दो पैर वैसा नहीं है हैंड्स इज एक है फीट एक है थाइज एक है चेस्ट एक है हेड एक है साइट माइंड एंड स्पीच
साइट मतलब क्लोज आईज लिखता हूं
क्लोज्ड आईज
आप खुला मत रखो माइंड और स्पीच फिर अंदर
से कैसे काम आता है स्पीच
में यू ऑफर ऑफर द
जो जो भी जिसको भी ऑफर करते हो उसका एक मंत्र याद होना चाहिए
मंत्र बोलो या प्रार्थना बोलो मैं आ गया बोलो
दिस कॉन्सेप्शन ऑफ वर्शिप टू गोवर्धन has two meanings because Govardhan ko aisa worship karna padega the first is that the practitioner should respect and worship a Govardhan shila as one respects the murti of the lord huh? oh sorry main kuch miss ho gaya kya
Govardhan bhajan miss ho
gaya oh sorry नहीं ये लास्ट के बाद में पलट श्री गोवर्धन भजन वर्शिप ऑफ श्री गोवर्धन दैट्स व्हाई इट साउंडेड लिटिल ऑड किधर सडनली श्री रघुनाथ दास गोस्वामी ऑफर्स दिस पर्टिकुलर इंस्ट्रक्शन फॉर हिमसेल्फ एज वेल एज फॉर एवरीवन एल्स श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु द मून ऑफ द स्काई लाइक हार्ट ऑफ डिवोटीज पर्सनली गेव हिज गोवर्धन शिला टू श्री रघुनाथ दास गोस्वामी Who describes this incident in his Shri Gauranga Stava Kalpataru, verse 11 from Stavavali? Mahasampaddhavadapi patitam udhritya kripaya Swarupe yasviye kujanam api mamnyasya muditah Uro gunjaharam priyam api cha govardhana shilam ददौ मे गौरांगो हृदय उदयन्मा मदयति ऑल्दो आई एम अ फॉलन सोल द लोवेस्ट ऑफ मेन श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु डिलीवर्ड मी फ्रॉम द ब्लेजिंग फॉरेस्ट फायर ऑफ ग्रेट मटेरियल ऑपुलेंस बाय हिज मर्सी
ब्लेजिंग फायर ऑफ मटेरियल ऑपुलेंस
ही हैंडेड मी ओवर इन ग्रेट प्लेजर टू स्वरूप दामोदर हिज पर्सनल एसोसिएट द लॉर्ड ऑल्सो गेव मी द गार्लैंड ऑफ स्मॉल कॉन्ग शेल्स that he wore on his chest and a stone from Govardhan Hill, although they were very dear to him,
गुंजा को नहीं बोला क्या?
That same Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu awakens within my heart and makes me mad after him. This is quoted from Chaitanya Charitamrita Antya Leela. A Govardhan Shila is a direct manifestation of the Supreme Lord. Worshipping the Shila or harboring the attitude, I will never leave Govardhan where Sri Raghunath Das Goswami resides, is also service to Govardhan. निज निकट निवासम देहि गोवर्धन बट राइट मोड में एटीट्यूड
वही मतलब इट्स जस्ट ऑन द लेवल ऑफ मेडिटेशन
मेडिटेशन आल्सो दिस कॉन्सेप्शन ऑफ वर्शिप ऑफ गोवर्धन हैज टू मीनिंग्स द फर्स्ट इज दैट The practitioner should respect and worship a Govardhan Shila as one respects the Murti of the Lord. The second meaning is to worship the Lord while residing at Sri Govardhan or any of the holy places that surround the hill, where the Lord performed many pastimes. Residence in the holy dham, as indicated here, is synonymous with Sri Rupa Goswami's instruction of living in Mathura.
As directed by Rupa Goswami, मतलब वो जो जैसे रूपा गोस्वामी भक्ति रस में जो पांच अंग दिया है उस तरह गोवर्धन की पूजा कीजिए समम श्री रूपेण
करेक्ट ओके देन फाइनली नित्या नित्या मींस इन अकॉर्डेंस टू द रूल्स ऑफ डिवोशन दिस इज इन रिलेशन टू वर्शिपिंग गोवर्धन नीति डस नॉट indicates simply Vaidhi Marga or the path where the impetus is scriptural logic and rules. It is not that Raganuga Sadhana has no rules. But the impetus is not the rules. The impetus is Raga. But Raganuga Sadhana also has rules. But the impetus is Raga, attraction. Vaidhi also has rules and the impetus is also rules. Guru Sadhu Shastra ka palan karna hai. Kyun kar rahe hai? Guru Sadhu Shastra ne bola. But Raganuga Sadhaka also follows scriptures. But scripture mein bola hai isliye nahi karta hai wo. He has a natural attraction.
Attraction ka hai.
Kaun sa?
Raganuga ka attraction.
है ना व्रजवासी को फॉलो करने का अट्रैक्शन है कि नहीं उसको
व्रजवासी भी इस तरह से काम करता है इसलिए मैं
दोस हु आर एलिजिबल फॉर वैदि भक्ति विल वर्शिप अकॉर्डिंग टू द रूल्स दोस रूल्स एंड रेगुलेशंस बट दोस ऑन द प्लेटफॉर्म ऑफ रागानुग भक्ति और स्पॉन्टेनियस डिवोशनल सर्विस विल वर्शिप बाय अडॉप्टिंग द रूल्स फॉर राग भक्ति एज सेट फोर्थ बाय श्रील रूप गोस्वामी राग भक्ति का भी रूल्स है जब वो रागानुगा जब रागात्मिक भक्ति हो जाता है तब रूल्स नहीं है जब ओनली स्पॉन्टेनियस सो देयरफॉर रागानुगा इज कॉल्ड अ स्पॉन्टेनियस डिवोशनल सर्विस इन प्रैक्टिस बट एक्चुअल स्पॉन्टेनियस डिवोशनल सर्विस मीन्स भाव एंड प्रेम सो दिस इज द एक्सप्लेनेशन ऑफ Bhajan Darpan commentary. So now let us summarize what we have studied by singing Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Bhajan in his Manas Siksha Bhasha. Vrajera Nikunjavane Radha Krishna Sakhi Sane Leela Rase Nityata Ke Bhora Seidaina सही दैनंदी न लीला बहु भाग्य ये से विला ताहारा भाग्यरा बड़ा झोरा फिल योर सेल्फ विद द डिलेक्टेबल इंटॉक्सिकेटिंग नेक्टर ऑफ राधा कृष्णास लीला विद द सकीस इन द फॉरेस्ट बोवर्स ऑफ व्रज धयन एंड रिमेन ड्रंक ऑन इट इटर्नली One who serves them according to their daily leela is superlatively fortunate. मन यदि चाह से धान, ओ माइंड इफ यू डिजायर दैट ट्रेजर, श्री रूपे रसंगलये तारा अनुचरि हये कर तारा निर्दिष्ट भजान. ओ हार्ट इफ यू वॉन्ट दैट ट्रेजर देन अलॉन्ग विथ श्री रूपस असोसिएट्स बिकम श्री रूपस मेड सर्वेंट एंड डू वर्शिप and bhajan according to Shri Rupa's specific instructions. It's amazing. I mean, Raghunath Das Goswami was one of the six Goswamis. And he is equal in one sense. So, it is one thing that Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, Rupa Raghunatha Parayahaibe Akoti. But then, here he says, Swarupam Shri Rupam Saganamiha Tasyagrajamapi. And then here he says, Samam Shri Rupena. Following the teachings of Shri Rupa Goswami. In fact, he was not offered to Rupa Goswami, he was offered to Swarup Damodar Goswami, who was like boss of both Rupa Goswami and Swarup Damodar Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami. He could have told Swarupa, but he did say Swarupa, but here he says Rupa. हृदये रागे रभावे कालोचित सेवा पावे सदा रसे रही बेमजिया बाहिर साधन देह करिबे भजन गेह निसंग वा साधु संग लैया. इन अ मूड ऑफ स्पॉन्टेनियस प्योर लव यू विल रिसीव अ सर्विस अप्रोप्रिएट टू वेरियस टाइम्स ऑफ द डे एंड बिकम एनराप्चर्ड इन द मूड ऑफ सर्विस. सो दिस इज various, the Dvadasha Bhavas are presented by the Guru to the Sishya when he becomes qualified for performing Raganuga Sadhana. One other thing is, what time of the day, what is his, that person's seva, what is the dress, what is the name. But all this is not physically done. It is all done in meditation only. Because physically no one will know. Aisa nahi hai ki saadi pehen ke naach rahe hain, aisa nahi hai. That is not at all there in our parampara. That is all completely sahajiya hai. Externally, in your form of a practitioner, follow your program of worship, sadhana bhajan, at home, either in seclusion or in the association of saintly persons. So, युगल पूजन ध्यान नति श्रुति संकीर्तन पंचामृते सेवा गोवर्धाने रूप रघुनाथ पाए भक्ति विनोद चाय दृढ़ मति ए रूप भजाने. भक्तिनोद ठाकुर से रूप रघुनाथ पाए रूप रघुनाथ रघुनाथ दास गोस्वामी से समम श्री रूपेण ही से परफॉर्म वर्शिप एंड मेडिटेशन ऑफ द डिवाइन कपल. Offer obeisances to them, hear about them, dance in Sankirtan and bathe Shri Govardhan with five nectars. Bhakti Vinod longs for the lotus feet of Rupa and Raghunath. His heart is fixed unwaveringly on doing bhajan in this way.
Panchamrita Abhishek.
So Panchamrita Abhishek is?
Ijja,
Dhyana, Shravana, Nati, Shravana. Ijya, Akhya, Dhyana, Shravana, Nati. Like that. Okay, so that is Bhaktivinoda Thakur's explanation of this verse. I think we will have sufficient time to complete 11th verse today. So 12th verse we can do it tomorrow.
What time?
Kal se shuru ho raha hai Vrindavan ka. So what we can do is 8 to 9.30, at least first week, I am also planning to attend. So, let's see how it is. So, 8 to 9.30, we will do that. Because by that time, if today we can do one more session, maybe we can complete Manas Siksha. Or Jaiva Dharma ka time may be kar sakte. So, today 10.30.
Excuse me, I am class
कौन सा मीटिंग?
ईटी डिपार्टमेंट,
ईटी डिपार्टमेंट मीटिंग है. ओके सो ठीक है, फिर देखेंगे कब करें. वी विल डू इट सम टाइम एंड टुमारो वी कैन अटेंड 8 to 9:30. देन 10:30 to 12 वी कैन कंटिन्यू आवर जैवधर्म. कल से टुडे और टुमारो विल कंप्लीट मन शिक्षा. कल से 10:30 to 12 वी विल रिटेन दैट स्लॉट फॉर जैवधर्म.
12 to 2
कल से 9 to 9:30 ना. नेक्स्ट वीक 8 to 9:30.
तो हम कल कैसे मन शिक्षा कर सकते?
नहीं, एट जैवधर्म का टाइम में
एक दिन करेंगे
तो मन शिक्षा कंप्लीट हो जाएगा. 12 to 2
10 बजे करेंगे.
10:30 प्रसाद के बाद 10:30 to 12 वी विल डू गुरुकुल में. विल कंप्लीट दैट. देन उसके बाद देन 12 to 2 विल बी भगवद गीता. 5:30 to 7:30 विल बी भगवद गीता. अगर कुछ स्टार्ट करना है तो 2:30 का टाइम पे स्लॉट पे कुछ करना है तो देखेंगे. दैट वी विल सी. वो थोड़ा ब्रेक बेटर है. ओके ओके. कमेंट्री बाय शिवराम स्वामी महाराज. 5 डिफरेंट एक्टिविटीज आर बीइंग रिकमेंडेड हियर. इन अदर वर्ड्स एवरी डे वी मस्ट ड्रिंक दीज नेक्टर्स विद श्री रूप गोस्वामी. वन मस्ट डू एवरीथिंग इन द लाइन ऑफ रूप गोस्वामी as well as all, as we are all Rupanugas. We all are Vaishnavas, that is true, but we all are Gaudiya Vaishnavas, and more specifically we are Rupanuga Gaudiya Vaishnavas. And this includes Raghunath Das Goswami also. Raghunath Das Goswami is also a Rupanuga only. One must do everything in the line of Rupa Goswami as we all are Rupanugas. By these 5 nectars, we should be worshipping Radha and Krishna and all their friends. We should worship them by worshipping the deity form and chanting their names in Kirtan and Japa. We should meditate on them by hearing their pastimes and activities, for example, from Krishna book and Chaitanya Charitamrita, and we should bow down before them internally within our hearts, and externally praying for their mercy and guidance. Every day one must worship Govardhan Hill, to daily offer prayers to Govardhan Hill. Govardhan is very merciful, and by the mercy of Govardhan, one can gain residence in the area of Govardhan. So this is the meditation. Simple commentary. Bas utna.
Hamare liye jo zarurat hai de diya.
Ki ye to Vrindavan Govardhan ke bare mein inke paas.
Ne wo कौन पढ़ने वाला उसी हिसाब से कमेंट्री
करेगा. कमेंट्री बाय सचिनंदन महाराज. वर्स 11 बाइंड्स द प्रीसीडिंग वर्सेस टुगेदर एंड ब्रिंग्स देम इनटू कॉन्टेक्स्ट. सो दिस इज द वर्स व्हिच सेट्स द कॉन्टेक्स्ट. देयर इज स्टिल अ क्वेश्चन इन द एयर फॉर द रीडर्स ऑफ मन शिक्षा. What exactly is the method for deeply performing our devotional service? Yes, we have heard about different concepts that can be almost the Sambandha Tattva of this verse. But how do we exactly do it? This question is answered in the 11th verse. The crystal of sugar that gives success to the whole year of growing the sugar cane. So, ohena. शुगर शुगर केन है, उसमें से शुगर केन जूस है, मोलासेस है, फिर मोलासेस बिकम्स शुगर, गुड़, देन शक्कर, देन रिफाइंड शुगर, देन कड़ी शक्कर लाइक दैट. टिलिंग द फील्ड, प्रोटेक्टिंग इट फ्रॉम द थीव्स, हार्वेस्टिंग, बॉइलिंग द शुगर केन इन ह्यूज पॉट्स डाउन टू मोलासेस, एंड देन one piece of rock sugar is placed into it and it all crystallizes. This verse crystallizes all the teachings because it will now tell us what we should do. The Prayojana Acharya is going to give the Abhideya. ऑफकोर्स द होल बुक इज इन वन सेंस अभिधेय ओनली. इन सिंपल लैंग्वेज इफ यू वॉन्ट टू हैव डायरेक्ट सर्विस टू राधा एंड कृष्ण देन दिस इज द वर्स फॉर अस. वी नीड टू थिंक ऑन हाउ टू परफॉर्म दीज प्रोसेसेस and what absolutely not to do, such as how should we worship the deity Ijja and what is the most important thing we should avoid when worshipping the deity. I have seen in my personal attempts to worship deities that the greatest enemy is a mechanical consciousness. Jiva Goswami says that Krishna is not hungry. Krishna doesn't need our service. That is our, at least the first, later stages may, we have to understand that Krishna needs my service. But in the beginning service may, we have to understand we need Krishna's service.
Not hungry.
Krishna is not hungry. But just like a thirsty person becomes satisfied by water alone, similarly, Krishna becomes like a thirsty person when a devotee offers him water in love. I can drink very easily if I pour water into a glass. It is a purely mechanical activity. But Krishna is not like that. He will only drink if we offer water plus love, or if we offer a flower plus love, or if we offer incense plus love. Krishna didn't go to Duryodhan's house, but he went to Vidura's. Vidura and his wife were so nervous that she threw away the fruit and offered the peel. Krishna ate the peel. He missed the meal by Duryodhana, which was prepared by the best cooks in the country. In the morning, Duryodhana said, "You didn't come to my house to eat. Why?" Krishna said, "You don't love me. I eat only love." This is the single ingredient in deity worship. We should consider this point before we begin deity worship. The next point is Akhya. Akhya means Nama Sankirtan, but also means glorification in general. Kirtan means to sing or discuss the pastimes of the Supreme Lord. But again, merely singing the names is not enough. We must sing, plus we must do something else. If we forget the plus, we don't obtain devotional ecstasy. So the plus is what?
Love.
Love. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asks what the plus is and tells us how we should chant the holy name. He teaches that we should consider ourselves lower than the blade of grass. This means that grass has some use to feed cows or to cover the roof of a house. I am lower than the grass and have not been of any use for service. We might say, I don't want to think like this. Many think instead that it would be so nice if I could get into a lift, press a button and go zwip to pure devotion. Without such humility, automatic. However, if we are not in the school of humility, we will be left with false ego and be forced to do offenses. If we chant minus Trinadapi, it is dangerous. The chanting is a very potent medicine. When these powerful processes of devotional service are not used properly, they can cut us. If we swing a sword forward, it cuts the enemy. If we swing it backwards, it cuts us. An overload of offenses can really make us materially attached. Beware and avoid aparad and chant the holy name in humility. Very soon we will attain the ecstatic, soft lotus feet of Krishna. Dhyana. This was about Ijja. Dhyana. Dhyana is the next point. In our meditations, we should avoid speculation and imagining something or other. The safest way to meditate is to read from the Shastras and from the prayers of devotees. What they have written are not imaginations. They are revelations Our meditation is done through hearing. This is so absolutely important. This experience will give us Shraddha, firm faith. It is important when we read Srimad Bhagavatam, especially those parts directly relating to Krishna, that we stop and think about what we have read. First Shravanam, then Mananam. Reflect on what has been read. Then, if this practice is done long enough, as we chant, these things that we have thought about will come up during chanting by the mercy of the holy name, and we will see things as they are, that are so wonderful. So read, and afterwards reflect on what has been read. If we want to benefit from scriptural study, we need to apply three techniques from the Upanishad. We have to hear, Shravanam. We have to reflect, Mananam. And reflect on what we hear. And then we need to meditate on the text and apply it, Nididhyasanam. Reflecting is like chewing our food. If we want to go even deeper, and I believe most of us want to do that, then we should also pray to get full realization. Pray to the author. Pray to the text. In the Bhakti Sandarbha, Jiva Goswami mentions that if we want to meditate about Krishna, we first have to meditate about the holy Dham, because Krishna can only be found in Vrindavan. We can read about Vrindavan and remember the places in the Dham. So from tomorrow we can start. We will then be able to have a good meditation about Krishna. We should make an effort to chant lovingly, filling our minds with Krishna. Ata mukhyam dhyanam shri bhagavad dhamagatam eva. Hridaya kamala gatam tu yogi matam. Smared vrindavane ramye iti adi uktatvat. We should hear with directed attention. So many people communicate, but so few people connect. You speak to someone, but your mind is somewhere else. You are not connecting with that person. You are not bothered about what he has in mind, what he has to say. You are talking and already are thinking about the next what. So he says that so many people communicate, but so few people connect. So few, and this lack of connection is called Anasanga Bhajan. They are still in their mental worlds, repeating the same old external thoughts. So we should fill our minds with the sweetness of Bhagavan. I request, dear readers, that you make a study of these points in your life. In summary, when we want to do Archanam, we do so with love and not mechanically. The second is Kirtanam plus humility. Because if we are not humbled, then there will be the ego, and then we will commit offenses. The ego doesn't like Krishna to take its place in the heart. There is one throne in the heart, and at the moment, the ego sits on it. Therefore, Trinadapi Sunichena. The next point is Dhyana. What we should avoid? Imagination. Meditation doesn't happen from imagination, but from hearing bona fide sources. Satsanga means connection, and anasanga means disconnected. Please take this hope. Satsanga bhajan. So very beautiful last paragraph is a summary of the whole thing. He says, Archanam with love. and not mechanical. Kirtanam with humility and not with ego. And then dhyana,
no imagination,
through hearing. And then he says, satsanga and not anasanga bhajan. Satsanga bhajan and not anasanga bhajan. So this is the summary of this whole manasiksha, and also in one sense this verse has been very beautifully summarized by, in this one paragraph, by Srila Shachinandan Swami Maharaj. So today at 10:30 we will have Jaiva Dharma only. 12 to 2 is Bhagavad Gita. 5:30 to 7:30 is Bhagavad Gita. Tomorrow 8 to 9:30 is Vrindavan Vidyapeeth. 10:30 to 12. Kya? Aapko? 10:30 to 11:30 is Manas Siksha tomorrow. And then we will continue.